This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. Pakistan is under intense scrutiny today over how Osama bin Laden was able to hole up in a million-dollar compound in the Pakistani garrison town of Abbottabad. President Asif Ali Zardari today denied the suggestion that his government sheltered bin Laden. NPR's Julie McCarthy was in Abbottabad today and sent this report.
The tight security cordon that had been thrown up around the three-story mansion where Osama bin Laden evaded detection for years melted away today. The media that has descended on this town, nestled in the green-carpeted hills of northwest Pakistan, were finally given a close-up view of the bin Laden compound from the outside.
We're now on the very back of the compound. And we're standing beside what looks to be at least a 20-foot wall. And on top of the wall is yet another razor wire fence. And from this vantage point, we can see the third floor of this compound. I can reach out and touch the wall.
We were escorted the length of the property, almost the size of two football fields.
Neighbors say it's the biggest house in the area. But the people inside were very discreet and did not engage with people in the area. The locals describe the inhabitants of the house as people who really kept to themselves. So it was left to conjecture about what went on here. People believed that a rich man lived here, a rich man who perhaps had what they called tribal enmities and therefore needed a lot of protection.
No more than 15 feet in front of the concrete compound sits the humble house of Nasim Bibi, a mother of seven. She says the only activity she saw in the house was two men who would occasionally come and go, presumably the close confidants of bin Laden, who acted as his couriers and who were killed in this week's raid.
She said they looked as though they were Pakhtuns and that they would wear shalwar kameez, the tunic and long trousers, and that they looked Pakistani.
The long-running drama that had finally caught the man who had come to embody global terrorism opened up a new set of chilling uncertainties. Nasim Bibi says shortly after the U.S. Navy SEALs lifted off with bin Laden's body, headed for a burial at sea, Pakistani security forces came knocking on her door in the middle of the night. She's saying that her husband was inside the house the night of the operation, that he was called outside by the military and taken away, and they do not know where he is. Nor does she know where her two young sons are. They left for school yesterday and never returned. Locals report that other residents living near the bin Laden compound have also been taken away. The Army spokesman denied that military personnel could have been involved in the disappearances. Revelations that bin Laden had been holed up in a compound in a military garrison town, possibly for years, has caused huge embarrassment for Pakistan's military and intelligence establishment. The government today issued a stern rebuke to critics who suggest either incompetence or collusion on the part of Pakistan's security apparatus. Iqbal Shah lives near the bin Laden compound and offered this explanation.
Maybe they don't know what is happening around. That's why.
Does that trouble you that they don't know that? You're saying yes?
Yes.
It certainly troubles Washington. U.S. lawmakers are threatening a review of billions of dollars in U.S. aid that flows to Pakistan. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, Islamabad.